adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. I don't know what that was.
Is Anderson here tonight? There you are.
Music stopped. 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, digital specialist. Yeah?
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Oh, thank Christ I can do this job in my sleep.
Why, what's happening? What happened today?
No, I've just been...
Come on, what happened?
Nothing. I've just been running around all day today.
Well, it's been a nice cool day. Nice. You know, I was in Santa Monica today, and it's almost bizarre how much nicer it is over there.
I almost
wonder what the hell we're complaining about.
I know. Here's the thing, and Drew and I never stop complaining about local weather. I complain so much about local weather, I'm angry at weathermen. I don't like them. It really works this way. I mean, you hear the weather report, it's like, well, it's going to be 74 in Santa Monica and Marina del Rey, getting up around 90, and then in the valley is about 170 degrees. And it's always, and here's the one I wish they would do. Don't start in the ocean.
Yeah.
It seems good. You know, they go, well, we're looking for highs today for 73 in Santa Monica. You'll be experiencing 170 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, they start, it sounds good. Oh, like you hear it in the morning. 74 degrees in Santa Monica. Oh. 87 in Whittier. 99 downtown. 114 at Adams House. Yeah, that's how it goes each time.
I have a patient whose daughter was in Wisconsin this week, and it's snowing.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, all I want, here's all I want. I'm sure everyone in Wisconsin is miserable. And then there's those people like Jack Osborne, who was, you know, spent so much time in England where it's, you know, gloomy and foggy and rainy all the time. He loves this super heat. You know what I'm saying?
Weird.
And by the way, Jack Osborne to me seems like a big dog. You know, he's got a lot of hair. He's got an extra layer of skin on him.
He just stretches out.
Seems like he should be playing with an empty keg in the pool all summer, like the polar bears. I like the idea that the keg becomes a toy for the polar bears at the zoo.
Who decided that?
Such a good message to the kids. Daddy, what's he playing? He's playing with that thing you drink out of in the pickup truck. Yes, that's his toy, and that's Daddy's medicine. You see, nature has a way, son. Yeah, the polar bear plays. Polar bear never stops amusing itself trying to sink the unsinkable keg. Yeah, really. They should just go ahead and stencil soda or Fresca on there.
Yeah.
It sends a dangerous message.
I agree with you.
Yeah, one day. How can you tell a youngster many years later in college that a kegger is bad when he grew up watching the polar bear play with the keg at the zoo?
You're right.
Yeah. So here's what was I saying? Oh, here's what I'm saying. I wish there was here's all I want to do. I want to, you know, sit in the sauna and then run out and do a snow angel out in the snow and then jump into the jacuzzi and then it's back into the steam bath and it's over to the sauna and it's back in the snow again. That's what I want.
You don't like the relentlessness.
My brain starts cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
I get hot.
I'm with you.
I get miserable. I get irritable.
And then that's it.
And I just start wilting and I walk around and I look like a grilled cheese sandwich that got left on the hood of a car. I start sweating. I start bleeding.
Yeah,
I start oozing, you know? But everyone in Wisconsin is probably miserable, too.
Because it's cold.
All I want is for 10 minutes, everyone from Wisconsin just come over here and hang out. We'll go dive in the snow of Wisconsin and then switch back. If we could go back and forth enough, we'd be cool.
So many things about life aren't perfect.
We got to work the weather wheel out.
Yeah?
Yeah?
All we need is a transporter.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that transporter.
That's coming.
Well, look at it this way. All that other crazy sci-fi stuff sort of came to fruition. You know what I mean? Well, not all of it.
They still have doors.
Well, they have doors with hinges instead of the apertures and the sliding ones that are powered by compressed air. but someone decided the hinge was going to go away in 9 years after it's been around for 100,000 years. But here's the thing. They got, you know, if you start thinking about it, like, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about, remember all those movies like Blade Runner and all those futuristic movies you would watch? And one thing that struck you was like the advertisements in downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the hovercrafts would be going down the street and there'd be these huge Pepsi holograms and stuff would be everywhere.
Right, right.
Go down to Times Square.
Or listen, Japan.
Or go to Japan.
That's where that's happening.
I've never been to Japan, but go to Japan. Go to Japan. Go to Times Square
watch,
at night.
Look at Lost in Translation.
And start looking at the size of these displays and what they're doing, and then go back and look at Blade Runner and some of these other things. And you start to realize some of this stuff seems like it's coming around a little bit. And then, like, you know, you got a telephone that can take a movie now. You know what I mean? The communication stuff is kind of getting there. Telephone with pictures in it. You know, remember that was a big deal? It was a staple of all sci-fi movies with a person's head. Usually the imperial leader would be wearing something with a... Never a collar. There's no big collars in space. It's the short Nehru-type collar.
Yes, straight up.
It's just, yes, your Inquisitor! You know, the guy would come in and be wearing sort of a half robe, half gi, half smock, and he would have a message. People have to stand in front of the phone.
Right. That's right.
That, to me, always sounded like a bad idea. Look, I don't want to have to stand up and salute a box. But anyway, all that stuff's coming. So maybe the transporter, Drew.
I'm up for it.
We go to Wisconsin for 20 minutes.
We'd go during the commercial breaks.
Just dive in the snow. Yeah. Us, we'd probably land right in the middle of like a liquor store robbery, or right in the middle of a frozen lake or something. Help, Mr. Wizard. Huh. All right. Chris, you know who Mr. Wizard is?
No. Never heard of Tudor Turtle?
No.
Odie Colony? King Leonardo?
Was that Odie Colony? Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I couldn't have ever heard of Clutch Cargo or any of those older ones.
Foot.
Palmer?
Oh, hey.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, today, me and my girlfriend had sex in her pool.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Adam's into that.
and I went inside of her.
You went.
And I was wondering if...
Number one or number two?
That's what it sounded like.
Both.
yeah.
I was wondering if the chlorine would kill the sperm.
Nothing will do nothing. She'll get pregnant in the pool just the way she got pregnant on land.
Judging from your IQ, she's probably already given birth to the child.
Yeah.
To the children. I mean, you had triplets.
Twins, yeah.
Yikes.
Where's Clovis?
Right by Fresno.
Huh?
Why don't you get yourself the morning after pill for her, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, call 1-800-NOT-TOO-LATE, number too late. Take the pills today. Take them again tomorrow. Provide this happen this evening, you reduce the risk of pregnancy by about 85-90% if you do it in the next 24 hours.
Paige.
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Here is my question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider men who are into transsexuals?
That's
female to male or male to female?
Male. To female.
And what is it about it that he likes?
I don't know.
He
I have
likes
no
a lot
idea.
Of, keloid scarring around the vagina. That's my thing too.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Very funny.
I know we can't judge, but this guy's a nut job. I don't trust this guy.
Well, but here's the thing. But think about it this way.
Yeah.
That there are unique qualities
people. Is there some sort of a psychological...
Yeah, just listen to what I'm saying, Paige.
Hey, shut up! You idiot.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. There are unique qualities to people that have...
What goes on? Just shut your brain for a second, baby. Don, listen up. Go ahead, Drew. Yeah. All right, baby, go ahead, Drew.
There are unique qualities to people that have sexual identity and gender identity problems or disorders, okay? And whatever the circumstances are and the qualities that somebody brings to that circumstance, that problem, can be attractive to people that have sort of complementary issues. For instance, there are women that are very attracted to gay men.
Mm-hmm.
There are men that are very attracted to gay women.
Ooh.
And this is similar, but certainly less common issue here, that something about the pain of that syndrome triggers something in your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
He was traumatized in some way, similar manner, and it results in attraction now that he's an adult.
It's more of an attraction. He has sex with them.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That could be considered
an attraction. I'm saying that's the point. It's a drive. It's a motivational priority built into something in him. That is triggered within him by these people's issues.
Whatever it is, Paige, this is probably more than you're...
How old is this guy?
...ready to handle.
31 years old.
31.
And you're 19.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you want this this project? Yeah.
He was my first love. I've been with him ever since I was 16.
Yeah, he was a criminal. He was 28, you were 16.
Yeah.
He's a criminal.
This guy's a piece of ass.
Yeah, he's a piece of ass. He's a criminal. And whatever it is, think about what in you attracts you to him. That's the same kind of phenomenon in him that's going on towards these transsexuals. Like a criminal, a-hole abuser.
You're nobody to him either. You're just chunk of chum.
Yeah.
He's 16. This guy, and he's cheating on you.
With transsexuals.
Yeah.
We're not really together. We're still involved, but...
Cut it out.
What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
I know. Something's wrong. What's up?
Horribly. Do you guys do drugs together or something?
Junk, yeah. What are you doing?
No, we don't. We both don't use any drugs. We never have.
Wow. Sure act high. So what's around? Are you big and fat? Did you get burned in a refinery fire?
I'm actually pretty thin, actually.
Did your dad just stand over you and beat you with a belt and yell at you how ugly you were your whole life, or what? Something was wrong with you?
No, none of that.
All right, well then stop it. Just go find a normal guy.
I don't know how to move on. I'm so stuck.
Well, you know what it is? Here's why you're stuck. Here's why everyone gets stuck. People that have lives don't get stuck nearly as easily. And even if they do get a little emotionally stuck, they end up moving forward anyway because their life is moving forward at such a rapid pace that they can't help but move away from the train wreck that was their last relationship.
True.
Something's not right. Going to junior college, you got some crappy job. What's not going right with your life?
My family.
Well, you're 19. Why aren't you moving out?
Move out.
I'm trying to save money for that right now.
Do you work?
Yes.
Okay.
You shouldn't be trying to save money. You should be trying to find somebody to go share an apartment with.
Right.
God knows who she'd find to do that with.
And by the way, you don't need any money. You know, a couple $100 and a roommate, you get right out of there. Get out.
Okay.
What, do you go to junior college?
No, I just graduated high school, actually.
What kind of work to do?
I'm a dancer.
Uh-oh.
Now, tap, modern, ballet, jazz,
exotic dancing.
Exotic.
Yes.
Totally naked?
Yes.
Ooh. Where do you work?
Right?
Hey, everybody. Paige, coming to Dre. Dead guys got their junk locked on. Tammy, stage four. Businessman's lunch.
That's terrible music, by the way.
Hmm?
That's terrible music, by the way.
I know, but that's just what you guys like. I'm a fat guy with a fanny pack and a ponytail and a beard, so it looks like I got a chin. Blah, 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 blah. Wearing 80s boots. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, ladies, want to ride home? Blah, got a little coke. Blah, 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 blah. Got 89 Ford Explorer. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you meet this guy at the club?
No, I met him in the mall when I was 16.
All right. Listen, sweetie pie, I don't know what's up with you, but first off, if you're dancing and you can't get enough scratch together to get out of the house, something's up.
I'm not a dirty dancer, Adam.
I know, but you still walk out with a couple $100 worth of cash every night. There's people that make $8 an hour that move out and wouldn't have taxes taken out.
Right.
They just get a roommate and move out.
Paige, listen.
All right. You hear that, Chris? I know. He's getting a whole $10 an hour. He's got no excuses. He's getting $20 for this show. You know what Chris gets paid for this show, by the way?
$20.
He gets, you know what you hand the guy who drives you to the airport?
Yeah.
The tip? That's what he gets for 2 hours. You got to start driving a car. All right. Go ahead. Paige is a mess.
Really bad.
I don't know what's up.
Really bad. Inertia. Mental illness.
All right. Just stop it, everybody.
Yeah, but she
knows what she's doing.
She's just dancing to make a little money to get through college. That's...
I got to tell you, when you're doing the totally nude, it raises the bar. And Drew, we've talked about this before. You do that thing where it's like, whatever you're doing is whatever you do.
What? What are you talking about? I do recognize it. What you're doing means something.
No, I know you know that, but I'm telling you, there are shades of gray.
Yeah.
There is sort bikini model, then there's sort of a bikini dancer, and then there's booby dancer, and then there's totally and then starts getting into bachelor parties and porn.
You're not describing shades of gray. You're describing very deliberate escalations. You know, what I mean is,
let's put it this way. It starts at white, it goes to black, and in between the shades start getting darker as you approach the bottom.
I agree with you 100% on this issue.
And speaking of approaching the bottom, you know, when you approach the bottom, you know, and you're in the porn and, you know, the bottom, the coolie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it really starts getting dark.
Good times.
All right, baby, take care of yourself.
Please. She needs, like, vocational rehab.
Britain?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, this is a two-part question. I wanted to know, at what point do I consider myself an addict? And if so, like, how do I bring it up with my family and kind of discuss that I need help?
Do you have family history of addiction?
Yeah, a little
Who?
Bit.
Who?
My grandpa, and I live with him. He's an alcoholic, actually.
Okay, and how about, was it your mom or your dad's dad?
Huh?
Was that your mother or your father's father?
My mom's dad.
Is she an alcoholic?
No, she doesn't drink at all. Maybe that's why, but...
alcoholic... Gasco. Alcoholic grandpa. So that's a weird one.
It's always dangerous too.
Did he do anything inappropriate?
No, not at all.
Where's my bourbon?
All right.
And did your mom? Now one of the patterns in human behavior is that the daughter of an alcoholic either gets the gene and or marries an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So was your dad an alcoholic?
I would say that he's probably on the verge.
All right, so
did
she marry him? Yeah, but he's got the gene. So you have to get the gene from somewhere. So you got it from him.
Okay.
Now, addiction, once you have the evidence of family history, is defined by consequences. If things are happening to you because of your relation to substance, that's addiction. And that's it. It's very simple.
All right. Hey, but you know, good time.
And how do you tell your family? You raise your hand and say, I need to see a doctor.
Really?
I got a problem.
Is she getting, what's she into?
I've never heard you hung up on her.
Vicodin. Well, you know, I spend too much time on one call and then not enough on another. Hey, Britton.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do about this?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad's really uptight about this kind of thing, and I wanted to know kind of, like, how I might bring it up.
Just start with getting help. Maybe you just get yourself to a doctor. So you get some support. You get professionals involved who can then deliver the bad news to your dad. So you're not doing it alone.
And never been a better time, by the way, for this kind of thing. I mean, Drew, when you were 15 in high school, you know, just back, I guess, it was after World War One, the Depression. We're just heading into
Spanish
the Depression. Spanish American War. Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders were out there. There's no Jack Osborne who was some kid on TV who was, you know, going into rehab.
You
heard about Betty Ford, maybe.
No. Everything was covert.
Everything was covert. Yeah.
There was no... Drugs were good, period. Remember?
Well,
and some people
no one
were
had a
lightweights.
Problem with drugs.
Yeah, and some people were lightweights couldn't handle it and were weak or something. There was sort of a perception that, well,
no, but,
people got
but,
carried away.
No, but then they had all that sort of junky stigma stuff, which is the guy that was sweating profusely and the music was around him and he was walking like a zombie. You know, the junkie wasn't a human being.
Right, wasn't a human being. It was all sort of
as a
dragnet world.
Yeah.
People that did too many drugs were just criminals. They were something wrong with them. They were just, you know, they're
just bikers and delinquents and homicidal and suicidal and
yeah. The idea of addiction was like not even a concept.
No, you were just you just had a problem with morality and nothing to do with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even weakness. Like you chose this life, like you choose a life of crime.
Right.
It was like you choose to rob banks, you choose to do drugs, you're on the lam, you should be treated the same way.
That's right.
And by the way, you kind of were. You just, you know, lock you up.
Yeah.
Go track you down and lock you up. So, I mean, if you're some 15-year-old that had a problem with something back then.
It would never come to light. Never be discussed.
No. On the other hand, they didn't have all that yummy OxyContin and all that kind of stuff and the Vicodin. We just had lewds, dude.
I wrote another book, by the way. It's called When Pain...
You wrote a book?
Yeah, I wrote a book. But when painkillers become dangerous, and it's with the Hazleton people, it's coming out in about a month.
Hold on, he just wrote a third. Is there a third one you just wrote?
Oh, I'm about to crap one out.
All right, right. It's like a dog having a litter with you.
What's it going? Buddy.
Yeah.
I'm working on my third.
Here's the ceiling. 5 books a year. That's max. Right. Steve Allen didn't write as many books as you. All right. Chris, you ever heard of Steve Allen?
Microsoft.
That's
Steve
right.
Jobs.
Yeah. Paul, all right. Yeah. That's all right. Close enough.
That's
Jeff?
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
You got to tell him who Steve Allen is, please. We can't go through life with Chris not knowing.
I don't know. The grandfather of talk shows. I don't know.
He was the original Tonight. He was the second Tonight Show host.
Remember the Mocha Mix commercial?
Mr. Coffee?
No, that's
Joe DiMaggio. I think Steve Allen did one, too.
He did Mocha Mix.
Yeah, he did Mocha Mix. You're right.
Are you listening to me? Start listening. All right. Look, what about this chick?
That's the next segment.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got a brain tumor?
Next segment.
Whew. Jeff?
Yeah, here I am.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, basically, I've been diagnosed with OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just known to be, a paranoid guy. Mm-hmm. But, I think I have, a legitimate argument because my girlfriend's sister, she's been with a lot of guys. And, I heard, 35
mm-hmm.
at least. And I'm afraid
Uncle Frank's been with 500 women.
And no one knows who Uncle Frank is. All right. Do you know who Uncle Frank is, Jeff?
No.
Okay. All right. Drew's never, ever, even, here's the thing that I like about Drew, by the way. I'm sure plenty of people listening to the show know the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and anyone knows Jimmy Kimmel Show knows Uncle Frank, or if you heard this show, you heard Drew talking about Uncle Frank the other night. And so there's a 1 in 5 chance or 4 chance the person on the airline would know what Drew is talking
about.
I'll
never hit that person.
Never.
Uh-uh.
Ever. Ever.
Uh-uh.
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Feels good.
It's nice to be good at something, yeah. Or at least consistent.
Reliable, yeah, consistent.
Yeah. This guy's like a Swiss timepiece. Who's never right. All right, go ahead. Hey, Jeff.
What's up?
You know, I think we're going to start playing tonight, by the way, and I'm hearing your question. We're going to start playing veal or venison.
Yes.
Yes.
Veal or venison.
Yes. Do you know what veal is?
I know it's a type of meat, like a delicacy kind of, right?
All right. Type of meat.
Uh-huh. Where does meat come from?
Is it deer?
Deer. Veal is deer. And venison?
Venison. Isn't that like a baby, like a baby calf?
Fascinating.
Wow.
Fascinating. It's the first time we've got those.
Yeah. You just, Chris, flip-a-roo. You know veal or venison?
Nope.
No.
Not at all?
The veal, is that, I don't know.
Woo, Lord.
I'm retarded.
How about venison? Give us a guess. Right. Yeah, it's just a game. You have to guess. It's the game.
You don't know
the
veal. Game. Oh, yeah. You got to guess.
Wait, okay, the veal is kind of like a fish.
Okay, yeah. Right. Fish, yeah.
And venison, I've never heard
you
of.
Gotta, guess. You got to put a guess, guess. In.
Venison.
Deer.
Ooh.
Wow.
There you go.
Solid. Hey, maybe just calling us by our pet names. Hey, Jeff.
What's up?
I'm sorry. Let's figure out your problem. So you got OCD, your girlfriend.
Girlfriend's sister is going with a lot of guys. What is your question?
All right, my question is, is it probable that just by my girlfriend living with her, sharing the same restroom, accidentally the same hygiene products, by chance, I'm afraid that I might, contract something because she might contract something,
No. Well, look, it's. I don't want to tell
zero.
You it's mathematically
it's
possible for her. Her
zero.
Sister, if in fact she had something like vaginal herpes, to do the old
wet towel
belt drive action through the cooch and then throw it immediately to her girlfriend
to do the same thing.
Her sister to do the exact same. I mean,
yeah. It's all essentially unheard of. You don't get it from. It's possible to get it from wet towels. It's possible to get crabs from, bed clothes and things. But look, if she has these things, no way. Listen, think about how frequent and common sexually transmitted diseases are. Have you ever met anyone who's gotten it through anything other than sexual contact?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we can continue the veal and venison.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the third one we did was, but it always interests me to find out who knows what veal is and who knows what venison is. We're going to speak to Ashley as a brain tumor. Mm. All right? All that after this. Hey, everybody. I'm an East Rock Cause good partner over there, Dr. Drew. I tell you, he's hot, hot, hot. Good engineer Chris over here. We got junior producer Lauren Man in the helm tonight. Got engineer Anderson over there back at the home station, Westwood 2. It looks like, picture a horribly built 70s ski chalet that a guy took a crap on.
Made of scraps lying around somebody's torn down old outhouse.
Built by a drunken old hack.
Yeah, that would be about
some
it.
Some of the worst carpentry I've ever seen in an actually standing building. Yeah. Now, I've seen worse in buildings that have actually been tied.
Well, you remember, none of the stuff you used to complain about it supported any weight.
Junk.
You just sort of
it was free, freestanding junk. Yeah. Yes, Anderson, do me a favor. Spit on the ground right now where you stand. Yes? Thank you. All right, so thank God we're out of that hellhole. Ashley?
Hey.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just going to ask Dr. Drew about a pituitary tumor I have.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
About back in last March of 2003, I was getting like these really, really horrible headaches, and they're just happening all the time. So I had to go to the neurologist, and I've gotten CT scans, MRIs, and anything you can pretty much name. Mm-hmm. And so last November, they found a tumor about 4 or 3 millimeters big, and it grew a millimeter, but they think that has nothing to do with my headaches, though.
Right. Those are incidental. They're pretty common in the pituitary.
They are.
That's what they're saying, that they found it just because they're looking for my headaches.
They're called microadenomas, and they're usually non-functional. Yeah.
3 millimeters, a little less than an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was getting bigger, but then I just had another one, and it stayed about the same, but I've tried, like, so many different medicines that it's ridiculous, and some of them are just starting to not even work for me anymore.
For your headaches?
Yeah, because I get them every day, and the only thing that works for me is Fiorina with codeine.
No.
No?
I know. Yeah, I know that's bad, but that's the only one that actually works for me.
Why? What's wrong with that one, Drew?
It's profoundly addictive.
Ooh.
Yes, it is.
Yummy. Mm-hmm.
Something's up, Ashley. Something more here. How's your sleep?
Actually, I can fall asleep pretty well, and only sometimes I wake up during the night.
From the headache?
From the headache, yeah.
And do you have a lot of tension in your life, a lot of stress?
I don't think so, but I guess it has a little bit of it. Like, I don't really realize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you a trauma survivor of any type? Anything happened growing up?
No.
Mm-hmm. Adam, trauma survivor?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Ashley?
Yeah.
You know, we forgot about one. You know the difference between veal and venison?
Isn't veal meat or something?
Meat, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Isn't that like baby calf?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Venison?
No idea.
All right.
You have to posit an answer, though.
you have to give an answer on venison.
Baby deer.
Huh. Wow.
Baby deer.
Damn, everyone's coming around. What about calamari?
Fish eggs.
All right. It's really like a big national Mad Lib. All right. Now, listen, Anderson. I'm not going to read the whole goddamn menu to them. Anderson's screaming stuff in my ear.
Mine, too. Ashley, this is...
Pork fried rice.
You had a question about NuvaRing also?
Caviar.
How effective is that? Because the only reason I can't get on the pill is because I'm taking Depakote also, and that just, I guess, does something to your liver, and if I take the pill, then it will eat it faster through my liver, and so...
You could probably still... Well, first of all, it is the same thing as the birth control pill. It's just absorbed through your vagina.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a ring you stick in there once a month. You know, people don't have to remember. And they, I was just reading online. They have a computer system that will remind you every month when it's time to change your ring.
By what? On your computer?
Yeah, on mine. It'll notify me when everyone needs to. Each woman needs to change.
Well, there's a computer system. You said it, to me, it sounds I don't know, like something comes up and they.
It's a software.
People start calling people. What happens to it? Does it dissolve?
I think it just gets replaced. I've not prescribed it.
Do you pull the bones of the old one out?
Yeah.
You do?
It's a proper thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's coated with hormones.
Yeah.
And how, what about the new IUD?
What about it?
That's coming back, right?
Yep, coming back. It still scares me because I had such horrible experiences in the 80s with them. But
I know, but think about how much they had to do with those things in order to have the huevos to bring those back onto the market.
How safe they have to be.
Environment.
Yeah, people weren't around in the day of the Dalkon Shield when huge companies were destroyed by lawsuits. Giant companies.
Yeah. Well, I add that to our list. Venison Veal and the Dalkon Shield.
Dalkon Shield.
All right. So, I don't know. What's her deal, Drew? She's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's all cool.
Yeah.
Diana?
Well, the headaches need to be dealt with. I'm hoping the Depakote is for the headaches because, again, all right.
Diana?
Uh-huh.
No, who cares?
What's up?
Well, okay, I've been hearing around school, more than one friend actually, told me if you don't have sex for a long time, which is like a month, it feels better. It's like worth the wait.
Do you spell Deanna and Diana differently?
Yeah.
One's
D-E-A-N-N-A.
Yeah, my name is spelled D-E-A-N-N-A.
Okay, here's the thing, Deanna. For a guy, it's all the same no matter what. He'll just be more desperate to get it done.
Yeah.
It's not that you can make it feel better, but the fact that you're looking for something to feel better suggests that this is not an enjoyable experience for you and maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm.
And, in fact, most 16, 17-18-year-olds don't enjoy having intercourse. Women. It's not. Yeah, some about less than 5% will orgasm. And the rest just kind of don't feel much of anything. Wonder what the big deal is.
Deanna?
Uh-huh.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You guys having sex on a regular basis?
Well, the longest we haven't had sex was for 2 weeks, probably.
You sound like a young 17-year-old.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Sounds sort of naive or something.
Why is that?
Well, why would she know? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like asking a dog why it can't talk.
All right.
You want to get an answer?
Mm-hmm.
No. Deanna, you senior in high school now?
Yeah.
You going to graduate?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Go to college.
Which one?
The sucky one that's here.
Oh, all right. Don't waste your time with that. You're not a good student, are you?
Well, yeah.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Why aren't you going to a good college then?
Well, because my mom wants me to stay here.
So,
where's your dad?
My dad's here, but my mom and dad are divorced.
Oh, okay.
Why are you so dependent on your mom?
Well, I don't know. I've always been a mommy's girl.
Okay. And you're a good student.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it's time to sort of liberate a little bit, mature, and differentiate from your mom. You sound like you're still like 7.
Yeah.
Something happened to you when you were 7? Something happened bad when you were 7?
Nope. No, not really.
You didn't get attacked by a Kodiak bear or anything like that?
No.
No? All right. Well, she's just naive. All right. But don't you want to go to a good college somewhere instead of staying in town and going to the sucky college?
I actually want to go to San Antonio.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe you should think about that.
Did you
take the SATs?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't know. A pretty low grade, actually.
I thought you were a good student.
Yeah. I've done all my work, but then it kind of slacked off at the end. And
what did you get on the SAT?
A bad grade. I don't want to say.
Come on.
But how can you be a good student and get a horrible grade?
Some people have a bad outing.
No, not a horrible SAT.
Did you get in the eights?
Mm-hmm.
800?
Yeah.
Total?
Total. Drew, come on. Don't make her feel bad. That's not bad. Chris got a 537 over here. That was the third time he took it. All right, buddy? What'd you get?
Sure. Deanna, what?
What? She's a good student. I told you she was a good student. I knew she. All right, Drew, what do you want? Drew, what'd you get on the SATs? They didn't keep score back then, did they?
No, they didn't have numbers yet.
You got a piece of bark with a Roman numeral carved into it?
No, just scratches.
Scratches.
No numbers.
They hadn't invented numbers. They had Roman numerals, surely, didn't they?
No, not yet.
You had like a few X's and a V or something?
No, they just show these apples.
I show pictures. They have carved.
Loaves of bread and stuff.
Carved into a tablet?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're like Moses.
They picture me by it like this.
Hieroglyphic Drew?
Yeah.
All right. He was walking like an Egyptian a second ago, everybody. You missed it. All right. I told Deanna's a good student.
Yeah, excellent. You did. You got that right out.
Slacked off a little at the end. A
little
all.
Bit. Got in the...
That's right. Her mom wanted her to stay home.
Wow.
Okay, she's going
to I just, I, you know what? What? I get incensed / frustrated by distorted self-concepts. You want to shake people and go, hey, how can you get people to change if their self-concept is so distorted? It's like, hey, that's not you. That's not who you are. If you want to be that, great. Be that.
Deanna, you're not going to a good college, not because your mom wants you to stay behind in Texas, but because you got like an 8-11.
You have a zero chance of going anywhere else because you're not living up to
what
you want to be.
Only if you're like 110% Iroquois Indian or something, maybe. You could get into a state school with that. But even that, you'd have to go in full ceremonial headdress and, like, actually play. Hey, and you'd have to actually produce rain in the dean's office.
I think you have to claim you're a Creek and actually have to make issue with the Creek massacre.
Yeah, hey, no, no, hey, Jay. And then Dean would be like, Mr. Thundercloud, you're not really. Hey, no, no, check out. And then, like, you'd have your translator there. His men have lived in this area and farmed these fields for many months.
Yes, you built the school on his sacred territory. He wants to go to school here.
He wants to try out for the softball team. Yeah, that's right. He wants to know where the cafeteria is.
Where's John?
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead and take a break here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er.
What?
Jay Moore coming in here later on in the week. And,
he stars in this movie, seeing other people.
Oh, yeah. Jay's done quite a few movies.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, Drew, now that you're starring in your vehicle.
Starring, my own, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you must make the scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'll be me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so you probably see Jay at all the parties and everything.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me and Jay, like that.
Mm.
Yeah, partying, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 17?
19.
That's right. What's up?
I came home from work early the other day, and I caught my boyfriend wearing my underwear. And I was kind of freaked out about it. Like, I didn't know why he would do that. And it just kind of creeped me out. And I was wondering if you guys, like, because I know everybody talks about this, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to say to him.
Yeah. Now, how does that work where you pop him for something like this?
What?
Describe
how does it work? You actually come in through the front door of the apartment.
He's mincing about in the in front of the
where
television.
Where is he? Yeah. How do you?
He was upstairs in the back bedroom.
Sleeping.
And I came home. No, he was awake.
Masturbating. What was he doing?
No, he was just like looking in the mirror and just like trying on different things. Like there was like 3 or 4 different panties on the counter, and he had on one pair, and it was just.
Here's what I'm saying. When a man is doing this kind of stuff, he has to be like a cat when it's walking on a fence over a yard that has dogs in it. You know what I mean? Pow, pow. You know what I mean? He hear a door unlock. I could hear the tumblers in a deadbolt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd hear the key going in.
It'd be one of those movies where each tumbler's
boom, 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 and then when you flip the light on, whoosh, sounds like stadium lights. Everything.
All right, but here's the deal. Whatever he said, Jessica, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because the reality
he wasn't, like, freaked out about it. Like, he wasn't, like, really upset and, like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry or anything like that. Mm. He was just like, oh, hey, like, acted like nothing was wrong. Like, this
interesting
was really
ploy. Interesting ploy. But
like, he didn't seem ashamed.
Yeah. I still can't figure out the part where he doesn't hear the front door open and close.
He's not ashamed of it. He doesn't care. Mm. It's hard to believe, but... But be that as it may, that he's doing things, his central nervous system is forcing him to do stuff which is not rational. So for him to start to come up with explanations are his more rational parts of his brain trying to come to terms with what the more primitive parts are driving him to do. Mm-hmm. So whatever he said is the reason for it, it's just nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Is he a transvestite, or is he a crossdresser?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fetish. It's something that gives him a sense of sexual arousal, and it's something.
What kind of porn does he look at?
Regular straight porn, or women on women.
All right. And how are you guys doing in the sack?
We've been great. Like,
all right.
There's nothing lacking there.
All right. And how old is he?
He's 21.
Mm-hmm. Is he doing all right?
Yeah, I guess. As anybody could be.
What does that mean?
What's he doing at home all day?
At home? No, he just had the day off from work.
What kind of work does he do?
He works construction.
Oh man, if the guys on the site could see that.
If you ever get mad at him, Jessica.
Oh, you just go right on down to that site.
You may take pictures. She could have that if his behavior gets out of line.
So awesome.
She's got it.
Really? Okay.
So just... Is it, like, an acceptable thing? Should I, like, bring it up again and ask him what's going on? I think
it is perfectly... If he seems comfortable with it and you can do it in a way... He's not going to have an answer, but what I mean is...
It means something.
It means something. If you can present it in a way that doesn't feel like an attack...
What can he explain? He can't explain it.
And you can say, like, yeah, but, you know, what's it feel like to you?
Or what are we going to say? You're going to reserve this for Valentine's Day and my birthday. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
He's gonna start wearing it under clothes and stuff. It could spiral out a bit, the stuff.
I do know it does mean something.
Yeah.
And can you control it? Should you try to control it?
I think the important thing is to try to keep your relationship stable and genuinely intimate. I don't mean physically intimate, I mean emotionally intimate. If you can be close and be appreciative and, you know, there can be an exchange of emotions that is genuine, well, this will kind of settle down, I suspect.
Yeah, right.
But I don't think that's going to be possible.
Oh, I just hope he starts wearing it into work. Dakota?
Yeah?
Yep, you're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering, I have this habit, well, it's kind of hard to talk about. Mm-hmm. When I'm nervous, I tend to dig at my skin, but I wanted to know, I was on Xanax for a long, long, long time, but not on it anymore, sort of discontinued off of it. Mm-hmm. And went through the withdrawal and everything. So that was one thing that stopped it. But now I told my psychologist that I did this after, like, months of therapy. And all he could say was, well, don't do it. And I wanted to know if there's anything out there that I could take to...
Medication-wise?
Yeah, medication-wise.
To stop picking it yourself?
There actually are a number of different things. Do you pull your hair, that sort of thing, too?
No.
You know, pluck your eyebrows.
Now, do you start with something when you pick at your skin?
I don't know. It's like a control issue with me. I don't know. It clears up, and then it's superficial, and then...
I know, but are you going at a zit, or are you just going at...
No, I don't have any acne like that. It's just...
You don't believe you're picking something out of your skin.
Yeah, it's that, and then I would get, like, they'd put me on Percocet, and then I'd be off Percocet.
Uh-oh.
And then I was on Percocet for 3-4 years, and then...
So you're a drug addict.
But I mean, it's like now, I'll do it, and then it'd be so painful.
Well, here's the deal. All kinds of symptoms. If you're a drug addict and you're off drugs and you haven't replaced that with something, amazing symptoms can occur. A whole array of symptoms.
Why did they put her on Percocet?
Mm-hmm. Pain.
Mm. Pain?
But she's a drug addict. And she also has...
Pick when you're on drugs?
Well, this is somebody who's got lots of psychiatric problems.
Mm.
This is more than the usual Loveline caller.
I'm telling you, one that thing I thought with my eye, I thought it was an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
Turned out it wasn't.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Went at it. Somebody looked like
Larry
Holmes after a 15-rounder.
I saw it. I didn't look at it all night.
Yeah, it's awesome. But look at me. I'm all back together again.
Yeah, amazing.
Looking good, huh? Feeling good.
All back together.
Let me tell you guys, look, I don't know. What should she do about her picking?
Well, again, she's a complicated situation. I don't know what, you know, she obviously needs to talk to her doctors about what the issues are that she's contending with. She has some significant psychiatric problems. She may have some obsessive compulsive issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like she has addiction sort of woven in here.
Mm-hmm.
She may have what we call a dual diagnosis problem, but getting some specific treatment for your addiction may be important in decreasing this tendency to pick.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me tell you guys what to do with a zit now that we're talking about. We only got a little time to kill before we go to break.
Medicine, yeah.
Dakota?
Yes.
All right. Veal and venison, what's the difference?
I've eaten veal. I think it's baby calf, and I think venison is deer meat.
That's right, baby doll. We're going to send you out a pair of Loveline tweezers. All right. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Drug addicts are smarter than the non-junkies in society. You notice that?
It's sad. People with addiction tend to be smarter. It's true.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
It's definitely it's you know a more advanced mind is a more tortured one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's like the higher horsepower your brain is, also the more horsepower you have to turn it on yourself. You don't see lizards effing with themselves.
Right.
You know, reptiles don't sit there and just think they're fat and pick and blame their parents and worry about a cruel universe. Mm-hmm. And they just worry about eating their next dragonfly. But when you get smart, that's when you get tortured. That's why I'm so tortured, Drew.
I know. And I knew that was coming.
That's why you're happy. That's why you're happy.
Happy.
That's why you're happy, because you don't know. You're just like a lizard sunning itself on a rock, whereas I'm like one of these guys with the huge foreheads with the veins pulsing out of it who has the weight of the world on my shoulders. Yes?
Yes, that's it.
All right. You want to go number one?
No, I just did. I want to sit here for a minute.
Well, we're going.
We're going number one.
Let's go. We're going number one. All right. We'll be back. Loveline, fast growing outlaw radio, North America. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, Drew, if I threw it better, I couldn't stand it. Law wouldn't allow it. Let me tell you something, buddy. 722-2207. This close to dropping trap. You know
Dude,
what I'm
you
saying?
Thought, you say you're going to do that. I've seen you do it. You do it. He will do that. I've got He will do it.
Watch your bait. He'll do it. Drop trap right now. I got to tell you, thank you for listening right now. I'll tell you, we got Jay Moore coming in. Funny man coming in a little bit later in the week. I'm Ace Corolla's good partner over there, Dr. Drew. 722-22 after 7 o'clock. I'll tell you, we got news, traffic, and weather coming up at the top of the hour. A little breakdown temperature in the Southland, 74 in Norwalk, 74 in Marina Del Rey, 74 in Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks area coming in, 74 Burbank, 74 Van Nuys. I mentioned Van Nuys. Still checking in. It came back again. Sometimes they check in every 4 or 5 seconds. What's that? Hold on. This just in. 74 again in Van Nuys. All right. Cerritos, Montclair area coming in at 74 degrees. Pasadena, Drew's hometown. Let me check that one up. Coming in 99 degrees. No, correction. 74 degrees. 74 degrees all around the Southland. 722-22 of 7 o'clock. Let's hop back to the phones. What do you say there, Drew Scare?
It's May, and we're running the air conditioning 24/7 in our house.
No.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Oh, it is so MF'ing hot. It's crazy weirdo hot out there. Just get in your car. You know, it's a nice sensation when you've had that bottled water sitting on the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah.
And you jump into the car and you grab the bottled water, take a swig out of it, and it burns your
mouth.
Hand on
yeah.
it. You open
yeah.
it, and a little cloud of steam comes yeah. out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's like... we're barely out of April, and the stuff's boiling inside the bottle. As a matter of fact, you know, I should save some money just to start using seawater and just put it there and just have it just boil off.
It'll evaporate, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, so start a little
desalination plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It'd be great. All right, where are we, Drew?
There we go, Melissa.
Did I get the time out?
Yeah.
Like the weather and traffic?
Yeah. By the way, just for those of you who are
slow and going, the 405.
Yeah, Adam, during the break, let out a huge fart, walked right into the cloud from hell, skanky-ass, horrible-smelling thing.
Mm-hmm.
I screamed in horror, and he said it was the microwave. Denied it. What's the matter with you?
The microwave... In the kitchen here,
oh, please.
Smells like someone put a hobo in there and blew him up. What's worse than a radio station microwave? It smells like hell in there.
Yeah, always.
What is that?
Ancient Lipton soup caked into the wall.
Yeah, it just smells like...
And with popcorn.
Lipton, it's a cup of noodle meets top ramen meets popcorn meets Lipton.
It means something rancid
in there. Yeah.
But this was not that. This was Corolla fart through and through.
And it
repelled me. And you didn't take credit for it. I was shocked.
I was smelling the microwave at that point. And by the way, It kind of sucks when you're trying to heat up your coffee and something smells like ass. Like, here's a container that smells like ass. Well, I'm going to put my coffee and I'm going to open coffee mug in there and put it in there for about 3 minutes.
That was your ass. That
it could
like
have been
ass.
My ass. It could have been.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
722, 22, 7 o'clock. Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yes, I am.
What's up, baby doll?
Hi. Yeah, I'm concerned because I was giving fellatio tonight to my lover, and he ejaculated in my eye.
Mm. Well, said individual, under said circumstances.
Mm-hmm. How did he do that? He didn't give you a heads up, huh?
Well, we do penis worship, and so, like, he let me know, like, he asked me, can he come on my face? And I said, sure.
Hold on. And by the way, we do penis worship. Whatever you guys do, it was long after we began it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you have a female that participates with you.
No.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Yeah, how do you do penis worship?
Like basically, like, I just drop to my knees and just enjoy his manhood because it's so fabulous.
Wow.
Well, yeah,
I think you could hang with Melissa.
I turned the corner on this one. You got a big ass?
Well, no, I'm not fat.
But big ass.
But it's voluptuous, yeah.
All right, here's the thing. Got popped in the eye. I put on 10 pounds, right
Why?
There.
Why?
Yeah, it's just it's a skinny gal won't put up with that.
Oh, I see.
And then I hear penis worship. Pow. Put on 30.
Guys, she said voluptuous, and she said, what was the first one she said?
Fellatio.
Fellatio.
I'm ignoring her with the voluptuous and the fellatio just because...
It's so bizarre. It's so like, yeah. What are we going to do with that?
And I thought she was talking about Vegas hotels.
Bad words.
Well, okay. All right, anyway.
The words I use. I call it the D word, but...
She reminds me of the character that, like, Damon Wayans would play on...
In Living Color.
Living Color is a criminal that was using big words and understand what they meant.
Hey, so am I going to have like a detached retina or what?
No, yeah, retina.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, Melissa, just a word of advice. Really understand vocabulary before you attempt to use
it. Yeah, I think she's screwing around.
Yeah.
I think she's having
retina?
Fun.
Retina. Yeah. Okay.
What does she do with retina?
Here's the deal. You actually can get infectious diseases of the eye from what you've done. Chlamydia of the eye is a relatively common thing. Gonorrhea of the eye, herpes of the eye. These can be quite significant. Now, if he doesn't have any of those things, you obviously can't get them. You can get a chemical irritation in the eye from the stuff, but that's it.
Well, we've been having sex for 4 years now, and a lot of times we do unprotected sex, and we haven't had any problems with any, like, diseases. So.
Okay.
All right. You do penis worship, though, but that's just giving a guy a hellacious BJ, right?
Well, like, it's kind of a twisted thing, because, like, where I work, he's one of the top people, and I'm, like, one of the lowest people, so, like, kind of role play, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
It makes it sexy.
It's sexy. What kind of place do you work at?
At a hospital.
Ooh.
That's not necessarily good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
People, if he's in a position of authority over you, there will be rules against this.
Well, no, because I work for the hospital. He's an independent contractor, so.
Yeah. He's one of the top guys who changes the vending machines out.
No, trauma surgeon.
Yeah. Well, the good news is he can put that retina back on. Trauma surgeon. Now, trauma surgeon is farmed out?
He's not,
they don't
not
work for the hospital? Mm-hmm. No, you're not? So how does that work? Then you have your independent contractor?
No, he just works there. He does his business there. Mm. More ways than one.
And a trauma surgeon. Huh. Yes, I never thought about it. I just assumed that if you have a hospital, that the trauma surgeons were employees of the hospital. Huh? No? Seems confusing?
Hospitals don't employ doctors, typically. Not many. I
mean, didn't you see Shane elsewhere?
Yeah, those were residents.
They weren't doctors?
They were in training.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them?
Well, the old guys were the attendings, and those guys were just teaching, and then they had their other jobs.
This is confusing to me because I always
assumed... The residents get paid about $18,000, $20,000 a year.
Hold on.
And they're paid to see all the indigents and study. They're being paid to cover sort of their food, basically, and they're paid for the privilege of training.
Yeah, I just thought a trauma surgeon would be employed by the hospital.
There may be some.
Maybe not a plastic surgeon who maybe uses the hospital. And the
There's got to be some relationship with the hospital because the most trauma stuff that comes through is non-reimbursable. It's people are indigent, people are alcoholic drug addicts.
Yeah, people and deserve
so,
to be
so some of the hospital's got to cover that somehow.
Yeah.
And so they probably pay something, but it probably is just a fee for service sometimes.
Wow.
Or a coverage for the call, that kind of thing. It's not like you're an employee. You're
okay, so
they'll hire doctors to administrate sometimes.
So what would you liken it to? Would it be like there's a hotel and you're the pool man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you don't get to wear shorts and
it's
shorts.
It's even different than that. It's more like it's a hotel and you're going to run a restaurant. You're going to run
down
a restaurant.
Down in the lobby?
Yeah, you're going to run a restaurant down there. A separate operation.
And so the hospital, who employs the nurses?
Hospital.
And then all the, what about the tech guys?
Everything else, hospital.
All everybody. Mm-hmm. All the cleanup guys, mm-hmm. the what about the anesthesiologist?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's not all the guys, then.
That's the doctors again.
The doctors?
Doctors just work. They just use the hospital. It's a facility.
An anesthesiologist is a doctor who...
Is that the microwave?
Fine. That's a microwave.
Oh, my God.
That's a microwave.
Huh.
Anesthesiologist, doctor, who else? Like, what about
anesthesiologist is a doctor. It's a specialty.
I know, but he just stands around with the laughing gas. What about you don't see any movies made about the anesthesiologist, or you know what I mean? It's not exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't look at that guy as a doctor. Most people don't look at those guys as doctors. They just look at those guys like specializing, like a computer techs or something. What about to be an anesthesiologist? Need the same amount of training as a doctor? Mm-hmm. Same amount?
Plus those 8-9 years.
So you don't get half the leg. Not half.
Half the what?
The leg. Tail.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Skirt.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. No, people. I'm going to talk to engineer Chris for a second. First off, you didn't smell that fart, did you?
No.
Secondly, anesthesiologist, I think of as just sort of the specialty guy who works, you know, helps the doctor out. But I don't think of him as trained as the doctor.
Well, listen, where surgical complications are going to occur, it's anesthetic complications.
He's putting you to sleep. You know, it's got to, you know.
All right, shut your mic.
He's the one responsible.
He's putting
you alive while the surgeon's working on you.
He's putting you to sleep.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for clarifying that.
Shut the mic. As a matter of fact, put a towel or something over the end. I don't want to see the end of it. Yeah. Okay, good. He just spoke into it. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I'm learning, Drew.
That's good.
I here's what I pictured. I know that maybe it's boring, everyone. I pictured that guy as having, I pictured him as being like a pharmacist. Lots of schooling, but, and maybe pharmacist is as good as a doctor, too, but not the training of the doctor. Specialty mm-hmm. training and more like a tech guy.
The anesthesiologist.
Yeah, like the guy runs the MRI machine or something. He's not a doctor, right?
Right, but the radiologists are. And see, the radiologists aren't, they make something from the hospital to run the operation, but they get paid for, they bill the insurance companies for reading the x-rays.
Anesthesiologist gets paid same as a doctor, make a lot of money? A lot of money. Chris says he put guys to sleep. Steve?
Yes.
Sometimes they don't put you all the way to sleep. Sometimes they just make you a little out of it. Mm-hmm. Steve?
Oh, yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Well, first of all, Adam, I want to be mayor of Boobville.
Wow.
Ooh, haven't brought that
up. That's a crappy idea. That's a good 8 years old.
Hey, long-time listener. First time.
Great.
Before.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, well, anyway, I actually lied to the screener.
All right.
There you go.
I didn't even hang up on you. That was
Anderson.
Probably Anderson.
Yeah.
Anderson is he's like the den mother of the show. He's
the spoiler.
Yeah. What do you guys have in colleges and the dorms? The RN?
RA.
RA? Yeah, well, this guy's, that's the...
resident advisor.
Yeah. That's Anderson.
I just hate the callers.
He doesn't like the callers. Who do you think hates the callers more, me or you?
I think I do.
Okay.
Because I can't yell at them.
Oh, that's true. Tina?
Yeah.
You're 21?
No, I'm 18.
All righty.
There we go.
What's up?
Okay, well, about, I'm going to say maybe a month ago, I was smoking pot with my friends, and I was pretty much kind of out of it. We smoked a lot, and I blacked out, and they said I was shaking a lot, and I was just wondering if that was like a seizure or something, and if can pot do that.
All right. Well, you passed out, right?
They said I didn't pass out, but I blacked out.
So you were up and awake. You just have no recollection of what you did.
Yeah.
Were you drinking also?
No.
Just smoking pot?
Yeah.
So your eyes are open?
And they said they were, but they were messed up too, so I don't know.
Right. And then you fell to the floor and started shaking violently and lost your urine and all that stuff.
Ooh, urine?
I don't think I lost any urine, but they said I was shaking on the floor.
Do you usually lose a little urine when you have a seizure?
Many times. And you?
I lost a little gas a few moments ago.
No kidding.
No, if you caught
it wasn't
that.
Lost on me.
I see.
I'd
like it back.
I can't tell what you're describing. All you can tell me is you shook a lot. Well, does that mean you were...
they said like for a little bit before that I had like a blank stare or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then kind of fell over and started shaking. Right.
Okay,
so call that a lightweight.
That might be a seizure activity. And you can't... absolutely. You take a drug of any type, you can increase the risk of seizure. The problem is... that pot, while it has been reported to do this, doesn't typically do this. So you want to make sure there's not something else going on with you that has put you at risk for seizure that the pot sort of exposed.
Well,
you know
I think I think it's like a complex partial seizure thing. Maybe.
No, it's not a complex. It's a generalized seizure you're describing. The complex partial seizure, yes, when you were staring off into space, that could have started as a complex partial that's secondarily generalized. Be that as it may, listen to what I'm saying. Marijuana has been reported to cause seizure, not typically. The important thing here is to rule out the possibility that you were predisposed to seizure because of something else, a brain tumor, a neurologic condition that the marijuana now brought to the surface.
So you need
to see a neurologist, okay?
Well, my twin...
Tina, you're not a neurologist. You're not a doctor. Just do what I'm telling you.
Well, neither are those anesthesiologists.
Well, what is she? She wants to argue with me about this. It's bizarre.
Is that Tina?
Yeah.
I tell you that my twin sister has epilepsy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You have some underlying neurologic disorder that has been now come to the surface or been brought out because of the pot.
Okay.
And that's what needs evaluation.
Okay.
All right. And it could be a lot of things. Just because your sister has seizure disorder doesn't mean that's necessarily why you're having your seizures.
You know what our callers are like? It's like if this was a... this one of those car shows, they'd be going like front end shimmies at like 55, and you'd go, well, you got to take it in and have the front end realign. And they'd be, no, but it's got 400,000 miles on it. Yeah, well, got to have the front end realign. Well, it was also hit pretty good from behind.
No, they go, I think I need to have the pistons replaced.
Oftentimes they just...
keep going.
Give you another reason why you should go in and have the front end.
I don't mind because they just want to make sure they give me all the detail. But when they give me their theory, she just did what that was. No, she went, I think my twin sister has seizures. She has epilepsy. I don't care what you think, Tina. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Thank you.
Yeah, but no, it's just give. I'm just telling you.
All right.
Listen, jack off. What are you going to argue with me?
I'm just saying when they offer a theory.
But the front end. It's not a theory, though. It's one more reason why. They're not offering it up like it's one more reason why. It is one more reason why.
But
do you understand
I'm
the difference
saying,
between
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. But when my point is, just my point, listen.
Yes, I'm not listening.
Is when people open with, I think it's, that's when you got a problem.
She didn't say, I think it's. She said, my sister has epilepsy. Mm-hmm. Which is like saying the car has 500,000 miles on. It's one more yes.
Right.
Your answer again is go get it checked. That's what I'm saying. I know she's just making it. It's retarded. It's one more. It makes it that much more imperative that she go do it. Thank you, Drew. But don't argue with my brilliant points all the time or analogies. What's this guy doing? It's what drinks it. All right, Drew's pissed now. John.
Hey, how's it going?
Chris is mad over there.
Why is Chris mad?
He doesn't like when I make fun of him. You think anesthesiologists were doctors? They put guys to sleep. Yeah. Thank you.
Veal, calamari.
Calamari. You know what calamari is?
Yeah, it's squid.
Oh. Oh, you were just about to get dinosaur out of Chris. This close to getting pterodactyl out of him.
Thanks, caller.
Oh, man, that was going to be close because he was just, I saw him. He was just, he leaned up and he was about to name a nationality or
bird.
An extinct bird, dodo bird or something like that, and pow. All right, John, what's up, buddy?
Oh, you know, I've been drinking for a while, and I'd say it's about a year, almost a year. Since last summer, I've been drinking every day, and friends of mine have been saying it's been a problem. Not really a problem. They just say I drink too much, and...
What would be the difference between there being a problem and them being concerned?
You know, I don't know, because... Yeah,
there's no difference.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, you know, I mean, I've been drinking every day, and it's not like I have outbursts. I don't get violent. It doesn't concern.
Well, how much do you drink?
I don't know. I'll say a 12-pack.
Ew. You're 19.
12-pack every day is quite a fair amount of consumption.
You're drinking enough to have medical problems, A.
Really?
Yeah. And B, alcoholism is defined by the consequences, and one of the areas of consequence is relationships, and your relationships are being affected by this.
Mm.
No doubt your school performance is affected
by
this, or
school?
Work.
What are you doing? You going to work?
Yeah, I work, and Adam, you're going to make fun of me. I do go to junior college. Yeah. My mom made me stay home for a year before I go to UNLV, and so that's the only reason I'm going to junior college right now.
UNLV is just really a four-year junior college with a nice stadium for the basketball team.
Going from Illinois to UNLV?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
My grandparents live in the state of Nevada, and it's freezing.
He's going to use their...
He's going to be... It's lots of fun drinking those, like, 50-cent Heinekens all summer long. Hey, John.
Yeah.
How is it you can go to school and have a job and polish off the 12-pack? Do you start drinking when you get home at night?
Alcoholics are more evolutionary evolved.
No, I know them. I used to work with some of these guys. Yeah. But what do? Do you start drinking when you get home?
No, not so much when I get home. Usually around like 11, 12 o'clock.
In the morning?
No, at night. So I'll get off and I'll have a couple hours before, you know.
It's like you and your wine, Adam. The same thing.
Yeah, well, that's my medicine. Yeah. And who buys you the beer, by the way?
I do. You know, it's a nickel and dime shop. They don't even ask for ID. They just sell me the beer.
Okay. And by the way, once they sell you the first 12-pack, why not sell you the next 1,000?
The beer.
So, yeah, that's basically how it goes.
Okay, and what about your mom? Does she know you're drinking the beer?
Oh, my mom and dad both know I've been drinking.
Okay.
Have you lived in Illinois your whole life?
What's that?
You lived in Illinois your whole life?
No, actually, I was born in Scotland. My dad was in the military. We moved to San Diego, California, and then we moved to Illinois when I was about 5.
Okay. I think Drew heard the San Diego coming through, yes?
I think I did, yeah.
All right, so, John, 12-pack at 19, even if it's not taking its toll at this point.
You're on your way.
You're well on your way.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this.
All right.
Yeah, this is, again... I'm going to tell you what I think. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what's going on
here. Who cares?
Yeah, but that's the point. That's to me is just, it's insulting. It is. It really is.
No, true. You have a low threshold.
I guess so.
For me, I'm a man of the people. I'm not up there on my high horse, you know, looking down at all the peasants. I'm in amongst them, wallowing in the muck.
I get insulted when you say that, too.
I'm no different than they are, except for I'm literally a millionaire. Literally. Chris, you hear that? Literally a millionaire.
I'm against it.
I could buy and sell you right now. I would, you know what I would do too? I would buy them for like a certain amount and I would
sell for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I knew you'd do that. That's why you're a millionaire.
That's how I made my millions.
He'd be your toy. He's your toy.
You'd be my toy. And I would buy that and then I would use that profit to buy other people.
And better, they'd be your toy, too.
But I would step it up. I'd buy better people. You know what I mean?
Better than Chris.
Better profit. Yeah, Chris is like, it'd be the equivalent of buying a condo or a fixer-upper.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? You flip it, make a couple of grand. I use that money, and then I start investing in something big, where there's actually really turn a profit.
It's a good time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
When we come back, going to speak to William?
No.
Why not?
Either Jamie or Joe.
Jamie, his boyfriend is afraid to do oral or a finger since she had a baby. And then Joe, 17 friends want him to want to tape him having sex with his girlfriend or who? Joe?
Yeah?
We're taking Jamie.
I don't believe Joe.
Jamie, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Yeah, it's Dr. Drew. I'm all tired from the commercial.
From yelling.
I go on these crazy tirades during our four-minute commercial break, and then we come back to show I'm spent.
Yeah.
No one
can tell, though.
If this was like basketball and they took like a TV timeout, I would be the player who would be doing push-ups and running in place on the
waving the towel around
on the court. Just
doing push-ups.
No, I'm not cheering anybody on.
No.
I'm not waving the towel. There's no one to cheer. We've taken a TV timeout.
You're just expending energy.
I'm just exerting myself on the sidelines so that when we come back for the commercial and the game starts, I'm tuckered out now.
Yeah, that's you.
Drew, who would I be waving the towel at?
The point is just running around like a maniac, getting all excited.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm basically your crowd.
Yeah.
You're waving the towel in front of me all the time.
Yeah, so that's not as good because it's exerting. You know, I'm exerting massive amounts. Yeah, and this is my game. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Mm.
I'm wasting energy. Anyway, I don't feel like I got it 4 minutes out of that. You know, I feel like I got a break.
Can we take another break? Or we just sit here and say nothing, just take a break?
I'd like to kind of take it now.
And just... Yeah, I'm ready to. You take a break, and I'll take a call. How about that?
I don't know if I can trust you with the show.
You can. It's all right. It's good. Shh. All right? Here we go.
Hey, Bubba. Tammy Stage Drive. Ah, Japanese businessman's lunch. No, I couldn't resist. But, Drew, don't you think it'd be better just to have 3 or 4 minutes of dead air than have you take a call?
No, I know that it's all the same to you anyway. You know what I mean? The dead air, me talking, same. You'll hear the same thing.
I'm saying the dead air. Here's my feeling with the dead air. Dead air is not great radio. But the call, if you took it alone, could really go bad.
Could. We'll take those chances. We will. That's right. Let's give it a try.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm
leaving. Jamie, 22.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. What's happening?
Well,
Adam is extra good now. He's actually extra good. He's on a break.
I'm taking a break.
Go ahead.
Cute. I'm sorry. Okay, well, it's been 6 months since I've had my baby.
Yeah.
And
first child?
Yes.
All right.
And my fiancé doesn't want to go down on me or just go near. We still have, like, sex and everything, you know, intercourse. But
sure he's not just using this as an excuse to give up something that he didn't want to do in the first place?
Excuse me?
Are you sure this isn't just an excuse for him not to do something he wasn't particularly excited about in the first place?
No, he's in regularly all the time.
He was into it before.
Mm-hmm.
Has something changed down there anatomically since your delivery?
No.
Did you have an episiotomy?
Well, he was there when I gave birth.
He was there?
Yes.
See, that can traumatize a guy.
Maybe.
That can really...
All right, I'm coming back.
Yeah, the guys can freak out about stuff.
Yeah.
When he sees a child come out of that, it he's got that emblazoned in his memory now. And
you know, listen.
Especially if you tear and rip and stuff and rip through the rectum.
Yeah. It's hemorrhoids.
It's something to contend with. Yeah. Guys are a little freaked out by that anatomy. They are already. And then you add to that the sort of...
Who decided this is the most important thing in the world that the guy be standing there? And not only I think it is traumatizing to many guys.
You said before that, you know, why are things the way they are? You know, why is this in this way in society? They are the way they are because they come from us. We created things this way. And the natural tendency to put guys somewhere else during the delivery was an impulse created
by guys
to protect them from this trauma. Not all guys.
Faggotry about having everyone stand and have throw a party by your old lady's spread legs is just ridiculous. The video and everybody with the video. You know, people do that thing where they're like, I got a video. You want to see the video? And I'm like, no. I don't want to see it.
So intrusive.
I don't want to see the video. And then even once in a while, people do that thing where they go, oh, no, we don't, you know, it's none of the, it's just the kid all covered with goo and the hole and the wife crying. And, you know, it's like,
why don't we videotape other huge traumatic life events?
Yeah. Hey, my cousin, remember he got in the motorcycle accident?
Here's the video. Got the video right here. Yeah. This is him on the ventilator. Here, this is cool.
See the guy? Yeah, he's got the rib spreader out.
No, we won't show the actual heart exposed. We'll just show you the rib spreader, the crack of the chest. That's all.
I agree with you guys.
Yeah, I know. Listen.
Something else, Gooey. Make a porn or something.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, you're onto something here. Maybe you're going to decondition him.
Here's the other thing, too. Who the hell wants to be standing with a large group and a video camera by the wife's akimbo legs?
And by the way, how do you enjoy the moment with your cameraman, too? What's gone wrong in this world?
Give me the goddamn cigars and put me
out. And by the way, those moments are so intense, you're not forgetting it. You know, not like you need to review it with the video camera. It is emblazoned in your mind.
Let me say this too with the video camera. It's the same. People do that the same with the wedding dress. You know, my daughter's going to wear this. No, she's not. And this video. Oh, you're going to look at this thing one day. No, you're not. And by the way, I wouldn't want to see a videotape of me being born. I don't like the idea of my parents being in the same room. That alone freaks me out.
Ever.
Secondly, my mom being naked and her legs spread and everything flying out of her and stuff. I would be completely freaked out to see video of me being born. I really would. Like a couple of black and white baby pictures I'm fine with. But, you know, covered with placenta and all over my sweaty mom, I don't need that.
Yeah. Really?
I don't need it.
No. That God intended?
I'm not sure he had that in mind. Hey, Jamie?
Yeah, so what do I do? Do I just wait for him, or?
No, first of all, you break him in slowly. And sure, is everything going back to normal down there?
Yeah, everything.
Mm.
My size and everything's done.
Mm. And maybe porno and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe actually deconditioning him, you know what I mean?
He'll be able to talk to him about it, too.
That's what I was going to say. And also, by the way, you hold the cards, Jamie. No intercourse if he doesn't do his business.
Yeah,
it's easy. He'll do it. He'll be fine.
Let me give you ladies a heads up, too, by the way. Chicks, hell-bent on dragging guys everywhere they don't want to go.
Yeah.
Everyone from their stupid friends' weddings that they barely even like from work to standing in the waiting room with the kids and the cranking out and the whole thing. Leave us alone. We do enough. We go to enough. Everywhere we go, we don't want to go. I don't know what that gene is with chicks. You know what I mean? Like, when I find out my wife doesn't want to do something, I usually don't even want her there.
Well, you certainly don't force her to go.
Yeah, like, that's like, come on, baby, we're going fishing. I don't want to go. Yeah, it leaves San Pedro at 4 a.m. Me and some sweaty guys and you, we're all going to get on the boat. Come on, we're going. No, you don't. Does a guy do that? Guy's like, hell no, he gets one of his buddies to go.
And by the way, hey, come on, we're going. It's sort of a pushing to go. You get pulled.
Yeah.
You don't get encouraged to go. You get dragged.
Who decided? I mean, by the way, just in general, do you really want people to go with you to things they don't want to go to? How, is that enjoyable for you?
I don't know, my wife does not do much of that.
She doesn't?
No. I know, but I know it happens. I certainly see it happening, guys.
Yeah. And they're friends that they don't even like. All of a sudden, they're in love with them, though, by the way, when they find out you don't really like them either. All you got to do is echo what they've been saying. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that Cammy. What's wrong with her? You don't like any of my friends. You called her a whore 10 seconds ago. All right, leave us alone. Just leave us alone. We don't want to go into the delivery room. Leave us alone. Joe?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
That's right. What's up, buddy?
Okay, so my friend called me tonight, and he's just kind of out of the blue asked me if I would videotape him and his girlfriend having sex.
Out of the blue.
What's he need you for?
Well, I don't know. I was just talking to him because I hadn't talked to him for about a week and a half, and I was just saying, you know, what's up, and he called, and he said, yeah, I was wondering if you would tape me and my girlfriend having sex, and it kind of weirded me out, and I didn't know because, yeah. I mean, I'd like to do it because...
Once again, Joe, why does somebody need you when they've got tons of, like, you know, remote controls and tripods, and no one ever... There's no such thing as a cameraman for...
Well, that's what I said. I said... I don't know if I want to do this. I mean, why can't you just get, like, a camera stand? And he was saying something like, well, we're kind of thinking we want somebody to walk around and zoom in. And I was like, what the hell?
No. Bogus. Sorry, Joe. Bogus.
What are you reading the bogus on?
I'm just it's just bad acting.
I'm just nervous, man. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I love you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Well, that's good.
Thanks, buddy. And I turn the corner on you. All right. First off, what chick is going to agree to this?
I don't know. I mean, she's kind of got a screwed-up family life. I know a little bit about it. I mean, she doesn't really like her aunt, and I don't know what's where her parents are, but she's kind of...
She's raised by her aunt?
What?
She's being raised by her aunt?
Yeah, I think she's being raised by her aunt right now. Oh, she's living with her aunt. And then my friend, he never met his dad, and he has a stepdad right now. So they both kind of got weird family lives, but they get along really well, and I know both of them, and they're great. Yeah. I know both of them, and he's a really good friend, and she's nice. I've met her, and I've talked to her.
Here's the bottom line.
Well, is she hot for her? Is she good-looking?
Yeah, she's okay.
Ooh,
not that into her?
Very enthusiastic. Here's the deal.
You're not that into her, though, right?
Not really. I don't want to mess up his friend. All right.
These guys have no boundaries, these two.
Yeah.
And the part of that boundarylessness is sort of sucking other people into their vortex. Yeah. Just
it's going to backfire. Nothing in it for you.
Oh, boy,
and unless you've really been dying to see her naked.
Even then, bad time.
Nothing in it for you.
No, nothing.
Plus, you could get the rogue shin load. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guy could pop on your shin.
Yeah.
It could happen. Guys. You're leaned in. You're getting that shot. The guy's getting close. Next thing you know, he comes flying out, and you just feel something warm on your shin.
All right.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Shouldn't have worn the cargo shorts.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's for a wetsuit. You're right.
Well, what I would do when I would film porn is I would grease myself up with Vaseline and then wrap myself a saran wrap.
No, that's not enough.
That's what I would do.
No.
No, it works.
That's lame.
It works. Unless it sits on you.
No, I think a diving bell.
Do it from a bell?
No, the helmet.
Oh, the helmet. The bell's the thing you actually climb
you're right.
into.
You're right.
Yeah.
The helmet.
That's what Johnny Quest got in. Yeah. Chris, you know what a diving bell is? That's the guy who puts people to sleep. All right, buddy. Come on, focus now. I need you to pay attention to the show. All right?
Somebody talking to me.
You focused? Chris, you want to be in radio, right? You want to be on the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't say you could turn your mic on.
Yeah, you can. You can. That's
all right, but you can talk in your mic.
All right.
But you can't have it on.
Sweet.
All right. You're like Barney Fife. You get the gun with no bullets. Oh, he doesn't know Barney Fife is. No. All right, Drew. We're dating ourselves. We got to take a break.
How dare you?
Diving bell and Barney Fife. All right, buddy. Hey, what do you want to do? You want to send us to break or something? Well, you want to be on the air, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you want to be on the air. You want to give the call letters out for K-Rock or something like that?
Yeah.
All right, do that. Do the time. Okay. Say your name.
722.
Save it. No. That's my time, 720. Say the time. Say your name.
Gotta have a radio name, though. Cool radio name.
Yeah, I don't know what your last name is. What's Chris's last name?
Oh, Perez.
Perez?
Yep.
Chris Perez. Oh, why don't you call yourself Christopher?
Yeah, Christopher Perez.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds good. That's good. Great. And it's also going to help the EEOC requirements. It's Mexican guy.
All right, this is Loveline.
No. Let me cue you. I want your name. Uh-huh. I want the time. And I want the... We'll be back with more Loveline. And, you know, make it... You know,
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you...
No.
Okay, don't give the call letters out. The mother station out here. All right, but do your name, do the time, and do the thing, and make people want to come back.
All right,
ready?
Tease.
Hold on. Tease.
Okay.
All right. You want to find your place?
Your implicit cues. You threw a line.
All right, you ready?
I'm good.
You ready? Okay. And action.
All right, this is Chris Perez. On Loveline.
Christopher Perez.
Christopher Perez. All right. All right, let's try it again. Ready, and action.
This is Christopher Perez.
All right, hold on. You stumbled on your first name just a little bit.
Here you go.
Yeah. All right, he knows. He calls. Well, I don't. You really, call yourself yeah. Chris. You call yourself
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
All right, but this is Christopher.
You're out.
All right. You're right.
Yeah. Thanks,
you're
Anderson.
And right. Action.
This is Chris Perez on Loveline.
No, we have some great calls. We're going Christopher. Christopher.
That's all right. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah. Christopher's going to be your radio name. All right, just take a beat, and action.
This is Christopher Perez on Loveline. We got some great calls, so come on back.
All right, that's good. That's good. Loveline was, he sort of,
it's all right. He was cool.
He didn't Loveline. Hit it. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it was understated.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. All right, and thanks. Then so now say we'll be back, and then push whatever button you
push. We'll be back after this.
Hey, everybody, Loveline. How you doing out there? I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm Adam Carolla. It's my good partner over there, Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191, 722-22 after 7:38, away from the top of the hour. Really appreciate you tuning in tonight. Drew?
You've changed personalities.
What?
By the way, farting up that hall.
Mm-hmm.
I run away like a scared hare or something.
I let a nice one go in the kitchen.
And first of all, claimed there was nothing, and then walked into the bathroom. And I dutifully trailed behind and just got completely blown away. Just knocked over. Couldn't go in the bathroom. I started running.
See, I think that's what you call psychosomatic. I believe you heard the fart.
Oh,
and
no.
Therefore, you smelled the fart.
Are you kidding?
No.
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 No. That was...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm not calling you a liar. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrie?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I got a question. I really want my wife to perform oral, but she complains that it's salty taste. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I can do to help that?
Mm-hmm. You eat a lot of jerky or mixed nuts?
I eat a lot of meat. Like red meat, you know, steaks and
hey,
stuff.
Hey, Carrie, here's the deal. Yeah. It's not that it's salty.
Okay.
Okay.
It's bad.
It's bad. You'd be interested in doing that?
No.
No. Okay. That empathize with her a little bit.
Okay. Right.
But what do you want her to do? You want her to swallow it, or you want her to spit it out?
No. It's you know, kind of like the pre.
Yeah.
Oh, the pre stuff gets
her.
I don't want her to do it like all the way.
No. Yeah. You just want to get something, and you got a bad valve.
What about putting a condom on?
Yeah,
we've tried that. That helps.
Yeah, it's kind of weird with your wife, though.
Yeah.
How?
Get through the condom? It helps.
Well, I mean,
it helps her. It doesn't help me a whole lot.
You don't like it.
He's
you
not
like
that nuts
it.
About right. it. Right. And, you know, for her, it's like, going down on a pool toy. You know what I mean? What the hell? I mean, look, I...
The Trojan people are trying to come up with something. They are trying to come up with the oral sex condom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they really are.
I gotta say, I'm not into giving dudes BJs, but
when you were
back in the day, well, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you want to get in this business. You know,
take notes, Chris.
Yeah, it's not exactly knowing somebody, but it rhymes with no.
Yeah.
You want to get on the air? You want to get on the air?
You get
under the console. See what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying, Drew? You know the game.
You said
playing.
It before.
Yeah. I'd rather just give a guy BJ on the flesh and do it on a condom.
You said that too.
Yeah, seems weird, right? Condom? Are you picturing a condom?
Yeah, but again, they're working it. Hey, we sent guys to the moon. Can't we figure that one out?
Hey,
we'll get it.
Yeah,
we'll get it.
Nicole,
sleeping. Yes.
There we are.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I've been going out with my boyfriend for 4 months. And he's calling up my best friend's name in bed. So
more than once he called it out?
It's been twice.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't think people actually do that. I kind of believe it in their sleep. Like, sometimes you can say something in your sleep, but I don't think you call it out when you're having sex.
You don't ever communicate with your partner when you're having sex. You wouldn't dream of.
Yeah, and I don't want to say anything because it's really,
no.
The sex is amazing, so...
No.
Yeah, we don't buy your call, Nicole. It doesn't ring
true.
There's
got to be a dude. We'll put the guy on the phone.
That's putting you up to this.
Yeah.
Nicole?
No.
Hand him the phone.
There's no guy here.
Hand the dude the phone. There's got to be a set of huevos behind these brains.
No, they're
the nards are always the brains of the operation, Drew.
The what?
The nards.
The nards. Okay. Well, here's the deal.
What's your friend's name?
Brittany.
And he's shouting it out.
Well, he's not shouting. He's like kind of moaning it, but like soft. And so like I try to ignore it. Just
no. What do you mean you try to ignore it? Why don't you call him on it?
Yeah, right there. Say, hey, what are you talking about?
I don't want to scare. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to scare him off.
I mean, scare he's him doing off. It doing it during orgasm or just when he's having sex?
I think it's the orgasm.
It's bogus.
Sounds bogus. But is this your boyfriend?
Yeah. It's only been 4 months, but.
Yeah, well, hey, when you scare off your boyfriend, what does that mean? Is this guy?
And by the way, it could be Britney Murphy or Britney Spears.
All right.
Go ahead and call him on it. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't either. But if it is true, just stop right then. Just just pout on a little bit. Just say, hey,
William?
Wake up.
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
You're 6 foot, 275
yep.
pounds?
Yep.
All right.
Long career ahead of you. Football.
Yeah, let me do a little math. By the time you're 17, you're going to be 9 foot, 822 pounds.
That's good times.
Yeah. You like sports?
Sort of.
I didn't have puberty yet. You can hear it in his voice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's going to be huge.
275, you should probably watch your weight there, buddy.
Clean up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight, actually. I'm doing a lot of cardio activity.
Good. All right. Sorry, Will, but we got to go to break.
Okay.
All right. This easy on the carbs. Do a lot of exercise and don't eat a lot of crap before you go to bed.
Watch the calories. Just eat less.
Yeah, okay. All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. And heroin. All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. Hey, Drew, grow up, buddy.
Hey, dude.
We're radio show now.
Yeah, no kidding.
What a nice blast going here.
Painful.
Woo, Lord.
So proud of yourself.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh.
All right, we're going to take a little extendo break. Drew.
No. Oh, my God. I hope you crap. I just hope you snuff your pants.
Almost no. All right, so until next time, Adam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I was giving fellatio tonight to my lover.
You got a big ass?
But it's voluptuous, yeah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.